A word for you from Joshua chapter 18, verse 3. Joshua asked the Israelites, "How long will you be slack to go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" Here we see Israel in the process of taking the land of promise. Some tribes had already gone in to possess, but seven were in waiting. Their inheritance was before them for the taking. They had to move ahead to inhabit, but there was a slackness or unwillingness or lack of will. They should have possessed it by now. And Joshua is asking them, "Why are you so slack, or how long will you be slack to go in?" Joshua, being no coward, a man of action, shook them up with his question. How long? How long will you be slack? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for better days? Was there any better day than today? What were they waiting for? That was the big question. The promise was there, and the land was there. The possession was theirs, but they had to advance, meeting adversity, being courageous, overcoming, and settling in. God could have done the impossible. He could have gone before these people. He could have pushed the enemies out. He could have annihilated the giants. But they were all there. They had to be conquered. They had to be defeated. Friends, God does not enjoy slackness or cowardice or resistance. God is forward ever and backward never. The question today, our promised land, the Canaan that God has promised us, are there maybe some giants staring down at you? Are there some great challenges that are making you fearful and a coward? David, remember, went straight ahead and he killed the giant. And so we too, whatever we face, we need to go ahead and look it in the face, and we need to conquer and not be guilty of that which they were guilty of being slack.